In CI News this week, a grandmother will face no further legal action after being arrested for offering to speak with expectant mums inside a Scottish abortion censorship zone. The Culture Secretary's endorsement of a pro-trans slogan provokes a strong backlash. And a Christian millionaire businessman speaks to the Institute about faith in the retail industry. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 22nd of August. I'm Anna Prodan. A grandmother arrested for holding a Here to Talk sign in an abortion censorship zone has expressed delight that no further action is to be taken against her. Rose Doherty was arrested in February for offering consensual conversation near Queen Elizabeth University Hospital, Glasgow. Doherty explained that the censorship zone law is all about intimidation, harassment, and influencing. There is nothing intimidatory or harassing about an elderly woman standing by the roadside offering to lend a listening ear. The 75-year-old said the victory was not just for her, but for everyone in Scotland who believes we should be free to hold a peaceful conversation. I stood with love and compassion, ready to listen to anyone who wanted to talk. Criminalising kindness has no place in a free society. The decision comes as pro-life campaigner Isabel Von Spruce discovered she is being investigated by West Midlands Police for the third time for praying silently in an abortion censorship zone in England. The Culture Secretary has been criticised for wearing a t-shirt with a controversial slogan promoting transgender ideology. Lisa Nandy attended a pride march in her Wigan constituency, wearing a top with the words "Protect the Dolls" on it. Doll is a contentious slang term referring to some men who identify as female. Nandy's action sparked widespread criticism, with Fiona McInnena of campaign group Sex Matters hitting out at the government minister for promoting the slogan of campaigners. Labour LGB criticised the Culture Secretary for backing a tiny minority group over the rights of everyone else, and Women's Rights Network questioned whether Nandy accepted the recent Supreme Court ruling that the definition of woman is determined by biology, not ideology, for the purposes of the Equality Act. A father of two, given just months to live, is savouring time with his children 5 years on. In 2020, Matt Emer attended hospital with stomach pain. Surgeons would go on to diagnose stage 4 cancer and remove 2/3 of his bowel in an emergency operation. But following new treatment, only expected to buy him a little more time, the cancer disappeared, and all these years later, he is still cancer-free. Since his diagnosis, Matt's priorities and perspective on life have changed, giving him greater appreciation of the little moments, the bucket and spade things, not least quality time with his children. Under proposals to be debated in the House of Lords for the first time in September, patients like Matt, deemed to be terminally ill and with less than 6 months to live, would be eligible for assisted suicide. And finally, in an exclusive interview with the Institute, the founder and owner of The Entertainer, a multi-million pound toy shop chain, has spoken of his mission to be salt and light in the world of business. At the age of 23, Gary Grant and his wife Catherine took over their first toy shop in Buckinghamshire. Now approaching retirement, he explains how becoming a Christian transformed the way he ran the business.
Shortly after I became a Christian, 6 weeks in, I really felt that carrying on being a Christian and running a business, they just weren't compatible, that maybe I should sort of jack it all in and go off and be a missionary or do something different. And it really was the challenge of a local Christian accountant that I had lunch with when I was juggling and trying to figure all this out, that he said, Gary, maybe the way you're running your business and being a Christian aren't compatible. You need to tidy up your act. So in a way, that was the sort of the nudge that I needed to figure out how am I salt and light in a retail environment.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.